Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. It's Robin Tate here at Bongo the Sane, and this is the Overseas Connection podcast. This is also January the 27th in 2018, and this is episode 59 of this weird, wacky, and wonderful gaming podcast. I have two gentlemen with me tonight. I have Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone.
I have Fraser with me. Hello, Fraser.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, Fraser's coming in and out. Yes, and we are just about live, even though Fraser's picture's coming in and out. And usually we go out live at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 4 p.m. in Alert in Canada. We go out on twitch.tv, overseas, OC Podcast, and Mixer.com/OC Podcast. It's fabulous. We're everywhere. We are fantastic. It's great. So tonight's a special show. Every show is a special show, but this is really special because Greg isn't here. Greg's away again doing Greg things. It's amazing how many things Greg gets to do these days. It feels quite terrifying.
Special without it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And we're going to go through, I mean, last week we talked about the predictions that we had in 2017 and how I was right for nearly every single one of them.
Bullshit.
And we're going to rattle through some of our predictions for this year on this show. And we have the other podcast members that can't be here tonight because they're getting their toenails cut or something. And we'll rattle through theirs as well. So here we go. Video games, general chat. This is us. Welcome if you're listening live. If you turn the chat, it'll chat away there.
Your best friend is listening live, Robin.
I know. It's wonderful. Grace.
Love you, babe. Let's get a selfie later.
Is there something going on there, Fraser? Are you a bit worried there, Fraser? I know he chats a lot with Cindy as well online. He's a bit of a Casanova, is Robin.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. I've disappeared.
Wife, there's some feedback from your number one fan, Robin, that you can only see the top of your nose.
I know. I've seen that. I think I should be there now. It's very odd. Very odd. And I'll talk to you about it because we're doing something different tonight for me. So I've had a hell of a week. We'll talk about the hardware stuff first. So this morning, I've done a lot of updates on the old computer and put a new processor into it. Well, yeah, new to me anyway. A new liquid cooled super duper. It looks like it should be in the front of Fraser's car, like a big radiator on top of the processor.
From a Jag.
I've got my Razor. What do they call them? The graphics card thingy, my job. Yeah, the Joshua upgraded his, so I grabbed his one and whapped it in. And I put a solid state drive into it this morning as well. Oh my God, that's the best thing ever.
You have to do that to all your computers. That is the number one thing. And I tell you what, especially if you're playing some janky games that crash all the time.
You need to
load it back up quickly. Solid state drive is where it's at.
I've got an SSD for my Windows boot drive, and I will never go back to a normal hard drive again from a Windows boot. It comes up so quickly. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're ready to go without any wee spinny circle within about 45 seconds. It is superb, and with the new processor and all the other bits and pieces, it's snappy. It's lovely. Hopefully, the other thing that has happened is my picture and hopefully my audio will not be just as Skypey this week. As I say this, I will probably drop my line, do a bongo.
Why is that, Robin? Tell us why.
Well, as you know, I live in the sticks and I can't get fiber out here. And I've looked at every option.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can't get decent internet, let alone fiber.
It can get decent fiber. You can buy wheat.
I don't have fiber. I've got DSL. It's not fiber.
Oh, right. Well, I don't have that DSL. That's like a fixed line.
Yeah. It's my phone line.
Your phone line. Well, our phone line is crap. It is as dusty as hell all around here. It's like you have to wind up the phone. I have to go through the operator. Hello, would you put me through to Belfast 443, please? Yes, she goes, okay, no problem. And she takes out plugs. It's really
you
that
don't do
bad.
That sort of. I thought it where you were, all the farms were linked into one line only. So everybody's house would ring at the same time, and you could possibly be speaking to Joe down the road anyway.
I have lived in houses like that before, yes. I did look at satellite, but the latency would have been a nightmare, and the cost was prohibitive for like 30 gigabytes a month. It was over £100. And the installation fees were crazy. I looked at line of sight, mobile signal. And then what I've done this week, and I ordered all the bits and pieces, I have installed a 4G modem with a SIM card from a phone. And I'm getting speeds now out here in the man cave, which is a big cable running to the house. I'm getting about 80 gig or meg out here, and we're getting about 120, 130 in the house, which is pretty nifty. And
yeah,
about
as good 40, as that. Yeah.
And about 40 megabytes up from a SIM card.
40 up is incredible, because I only get 20 up, and I'm on fiber.
So we'll do a speed test today. So what it is, it's a Netgear 4G modem. You buy a SIM card. In the UK, a company called Three have a all-you-can-eat data plan. They're one of the only ones. And acceptable usage is up to about 1,000 gigabytes a month.
That's more than acceptable.
Yeah. So, the SIM card's costing me £30 per month.
Sweet.
So we're cutting our phone line completely. We're cutting the landline because the only person that ever phones our landline is my mother-in-law. So that's gone.
Bonus.
And I pay BT £47 a month for the privilege of their crappy internet connection and their phone line. So within a year, the hardware costs will have been paid. And just, you know what? What a difference this has made to our household. Within, you know, Joshua and I were sitting in at the Xbox room and the big screen, and I started downloading the massive queue of updates that I had. And we just sat and giggled at, because we didn't have the setting at a good place. The signal wasn't great. And I was only sort of downloading at 30 meg. But we were going like 0.5 to 1 to 1.5 at best. And we just stood and smiled and giggled at the screen. But even operating things like the Xbox, you know, you go up on your all your games, it pulls that from the internet. So it pulls up all the little icons and all the bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So even that was a struggle for me. And what a difference. It's like, love, it's butter now. Butter. I'm in heaven. It opens up so many possibilities. We talk about hosting. And the other night, well, we'll chat in a minute, I hosted and went live on Mixer playing PUBG for the first time ever.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that and it didn't click. I should have. Yeah.
And it was a solid feed as well. Never glitched once, did it?
No. So it's a new dawn, new day.
Very exciting!
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with this PC.
That's your Christmas come early, hasn't it?
Well, the PC wasn't that dear. I bought a second-hand processor off eBay. I inherited it
for the internet, really.
Well, the internet is just wow. In our last house, we had a 30 meg line, so it's better than that already. So I just hope I haven't missed in the small print somewhere that I'm going to get this massive bill for data in a month's time. But I think I'm covered. I think I've read that all properly, and yeah, I think lots of the companies used to do all you could eat data, and now they're getting pulled away. So my two sister-in-laws round the corner from us, they're in the same situation. So I've now ordered these for them as well. Mm-hmm. So they can get up to speed and cut the BT lines.
Nice. So you've cool. Got it all wrong, and then you suddenly lumbering them with massive data bills.
Well, man, at worst, what is it, £30 a month, 12 months? I'm numbering them with a contract for a SIM card that they might be able to use. But I don't think so. I think it's all right. I think it's okay. So, yeah, that's me. Apart from that, I've been traveling a lot. I think Greg traveled. You traveled as well, Fraser. I've been from here, 150 mile drive to Dublin Airport, to Frankfurt in Germany, to Bologna in Italy, a 2-hour train journey to Rimini, and then a 2-day trade show, and then back home again through Paris, and then Dublin, and then 150 mile drive back. It's been wrecked. But lots of good seafood, and it was an ice cream trade show. So, you know, it was the biggest ice cream trade show in the world every year in Rimini, and just fabulous, fabulous food, great ideas. And we're out in a restaurant one night and put the photograph up, and I bumped into this old fella, and I looked at him and God, that's either Ron Burgundy or Mario. I couldn't make up my mind which one it was. So I'd had a few beers, and I went up to the man before we went out for dinner, and I went up, and he didn't speak any English. Very old gentleman.
Right.
So I said, look, and the waiter came over, and I started getting nervous because he sort of treated him with great respect. And I said, look, yeah, this gentleman looks very, very like my uncle. Do you mind, would he mind, do you think, if I got my photograph taken with him? And he's just in big, massive moustache, just like Mario. He says, oh, yes, this man is here. He walked around like he owned the place. Really old gentleman. He's from Sicily. And I don't know. Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, bumped into some characters, had a good time. But you know yourself, you go to these things, it's early mornings, it's late nights, and you come home wrecked. And, yeah. But,
yeah, I was away. I did Chicago. Not quite as glamorous as... where was your trade show? Rimini?
Rimini.
I can tell you Chicago is not glamorous. It's
But it has that green river, to be sure.
That's Boston, isn't it? Chicago has the river. Chicago has the river running through it. Actually, you know, Chicago is a big city, and it has very snazzy city-type places. I mean, we stayed in some nice hotels, and then all through the front is very sort of like – this Trump Tower and all these other high rises and things like that. It's a proper city, but we drove. So we came in through the back of the city, long drive, took a day to get there. And then, you know, we had shows and meetings for 2 or 3 days and then the drive back. So same as you, you know, it's good to get away, get to eat on someone else's dime. But it was busy. It was good, but it was good. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, there's a photograph on the stream now of my Mario friend. Yeah,
oh,
there he is.
It's me,
Mario. Mm. You see him? I just thought he was perfect. Just a perfect gentleman. Yeah, I just did well. Yeah, wrecked. I did get some nice restaurants. I had fish. We had right on the coast, and I had local fish every night. You know, my calamari and my red snapper and sardines, all cooked in char grill, and lots of local wine and beer. So it was good.
We ran the whole gamut, so we ticked off some boxes that you would have ticked off. We did an IHOP, we did a Cracker Barrel. So typical fare if you're traveling on highways. We also did a traditional Chicago deep dish pizza, which I highly recommend to anyone. That was just amazing.
And then,
the whole other side, I had a wonderful Asian dinner as well, which was just fantastic food, right? So... you know, a little bit of everything thrown in.
So how many were in your party, Fraser?
Four.
So on the
four
first
what?
Night. So
four,
on the first.
Four of us
first,
went. Yeah.
So those four of my guys were there, and two of the sales guys. So the old chap David and I are about the same age. He's a little older, old fart. So at sort of 10:30, 11 o'clock, we have our beer in the little bar down the road. It's about 5 minutes walk to the hotel. Right, lads, we're away on. See you in the morning. We're getting picked up tomorrow morning at 7:30 to get taken around to the exhibition hall. Right, guys, see us in the morning. And they come, from what we hear, staggering into the hotel at 5:20 in the morning. So I'm sitting in the breakfast room of the hotel at about 7 a.m. And one of the guys comes walking in, and he was concentrating so hard. I am not going to look as if I'm pale or out of sorts. and he was just trying too difficult. Now, fair play to the guy. He got through the whole day.
Yeah, see, no thanks. You get that a lot because we did a trade show as well, and this was a massive, massive trade show. It's huge. And maybe not as great as an ice cream trade show, but if you're into equipment and things like that, this was an HVAC trade show. Lots of refrigeration stuff there as well. So that would be, you know, I would be wanting to talk to people at your trade show who are manufacturing anything that cools, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Funny, I was up with a big new supplier of fridges there that I wanted to get in touch with.
Yeah.
So,
but before we bore everyone to death with that, I've been on the back end of that. I've done trade shows before, and we didn't have to man a booth or anything, but I've manned booths in the past as well. And I don't drink anymore, as you know. So
this is actually
the toughest thing for me is just staying awake at the night, you know, when everyone else is getting hammered. But I excuse myself and I get some decent night's sleeps. You know, even if I go to bed at midnight, I know I'm getting a 10 times as good a night's sleep.
Nothing like it. These youngins have a great old time. There just happens to be one of the largest, Grace, you're not listening to this bit. One of the largest strip clubs in Europe is in this town that we were staying in. It's called Pepinero. You can look it up.
You can talk about it. I wasn't there, so it doesn't matter.
No, no, I wasn't there this time.
I've never been there.
No, I'm not saying that I've never been there. I'm just a long time ago, maybe. Just to see what it was like, because I'd never checked anything like that out before. But of course, the guys, they were all there. But, you know, I was a good boy this time, and it was nice getting up with a clear head. I've had times of trade shows. I remember one in Dublin, and I went silly. I got silly, and I had to excuse myself from the stand to go out to the car park and get into my car for a few hours to do some paperwork. I had some calls to make, and all I could do was get into the car and put the seat back and sleep for a couple of hours because I must have been steaming alcohol, which is terrible. But I don't do that anymore. Don't do it.
It's too hard.
It is. Can't do it. Old farts. And Mark, you've been busy too. You've been wrecked. You've had a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been horrendous again at work this week. I don't know what's going on lately, but yeah, really, really busy. So I've been coming home knackered. So not much gaming again. We did go out Wednesday night. Not as glamorous as you guys, but we went for a carvery. We went to Toby Carvery and had a nice meal, just me and Jenny. It's not often we get out, so it was really nice to get out.
Very nice.
So yeah, so that was good.
Good.
Caught up on Vikings now. I've got one episode left of the current season. And then I'm all caught up on Vikings. And big news, what's happened today, I've gone solo on Facebook at long last.
I've seen that. Yeah. I accepted your friend request, yes.
For those who
what?
Know, I've...
Mark, you're that proverbial guy that I took the piss out of relentlessly.
I know.
Behind your back to say, look at this guy.
Mark, first comment Mark Davis makes is, I see you've got your balls out of a person. I've shared my Facebook account with my wife Jenny. It's actually her account because I wasn't really that into Facebook at first, but I've got more and more into it now, and it's become quite popular with myself and a lot of the podcast crew and that. So I thought it was
welcome
time to
8 years ago.
Welcome to 2011.
That just happened.
Yeah. So
we're all done with Facebook now, Mark.
Yeah, no, moving on now. So yeah, Discord.
I'm on the Snapchats now.
Oh God.
For 3 weeks ago, my niece taught me all about Snapchat.
You still doing it?
And we're on streaks every day. Oh, she's young, and my couple of nieces. Yeah, so we're Snapchatting stuff. Snapchat is confusing because it swipes the opposite direction than everything else. So
you delete it by accident.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm sure the kids have now gone past Snapchat and they're on to something else at this stage. But yeah,
Tinder.
Yeah, I like me putting rabbit ears on myself and doing all the weird and wonderful stuff that's there.
Oh yeah,
old farts. Yeah, it was weird because when I was away, I had my birthday. Yeah, and that was strict because I can't remember being away for my birthday without my loved ones.
So what's it like being 55 then, Robin?
Anyway, I'm not 55 just yet. I was 49. That's bad enough. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday for the other day.
Thank you. In the restaurant, they put a candle in my cheesecake.
You're Ovaltine.
Yeah, yes. But we're 48 candles short.
40 candles. Yeah, I would have started a fire anyway. Greg DeLacy is in the chat asking me to stop stalking the kids on Snapchat. Yeah, unfortunately, they see when you take a photo screenshot, seemingly. So when you take a screenshot, it says that you screenshotted it. So, yeah, you have to be very careful with that. it's funny when you're talking about stalking the kids. There's the radio channel over here, Radio Ulster, and one of the guys when we're away, I must look up the clip. It's it was about Jimmy Savile and around the time of the whole Jimmy Savile thing. And there was a phone-in going on and they were discussing the whole case. And the presenter was pranked. So she read out a text from someone to say, it's still on YouTube, and then the apology 20 minutes later. I don't know why you're being so hard on Jimmy Savile. When I was 10 years old, he helped me, or he fixed it for me, to milk a cow blindfold. I read out the next one, and then about 20 minutes later the presenter comes back on and says, look, I apologize, I read out a text there that maybe wasn't terribly appropriate, but just brilliant. Milk the cow blindfold. Oh dear. Anyway. Okay, god, we're on the podcast, I gotta keep going.
Come on, host, you make the toast with the most. Let's go.
Okay, play me some jingles. Jingles.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Every time I hear that, it always reminds me of Stan, does that?
Yeah. It just sounds like Stan.
Where's that from?
I don't have a clue. I took it off YouTube
Snapchat,
somewhere.
Snapchat? Done me a Snapchat song. quick apology to Stan. We were playing PUBG the other night, and there was Stan, there was Mark, there was myself, and whoever?
Dave.
Oh, Dave, of course. And Greg came on and says, right, boys, who's going to leave? Three of us went, Stan. So I apologize, Stan. Greg came on.
Savage.
We felt a bit bad.
You never mentioned it, so you're all good.
Good. Anyway, well, on that subject, yes, I played some PUBG this week. I played it with Mark. Played very little because of all the travel. Had a great night. PUBG, good games. Yeah. That game's pretty good. I think it's going to catch on, you know.
Might do.
And still, since that last update, still not had a single crash, still runs okay. Still takes a little bit of time for it to render in on my poor man's Xbox, not the X, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still having a problem if I go into a building or land on a roof when it's still loading, it tends to sort of like kill me, which isn't good when it renders in. I get trapped in furniture.
My biggest challenge with it is the hardware. Even I have an Xbox One X, it just, there's something wrong with the Xbox One X version and my Elite controller. You know, it's like the best kit, but it's not working right because I die far, far too quickly. Yes. And I completely blame the software for that. It is completely, there's something wrong with it.
Yep, it's easy enough.
Sorry, Fraser.
Yep.
Are you okay tonight?
Am I? Yes, why?
You seem just a bit... Grace, is he okay? He seems a bit flat.
Robin,
is it the beard?
I'll try not to be so flat, yes.
You know what it is, Robin? It's because you're keeping him away from PUBG.
No, he was going to take Grace out for dinner later, so maybe it's a bit of that.
You had a domestic, Grace.
Or help planning the 2018 garden. That's what it was.
Yes, to be.
Yeah. Anyway, PUBG's good. Are you guys still playing? Fraser,
I'm still playing. Of course, I'm still playing religiously. I had a nice break during the week, and then I came back and got a chicken dinner with the guys on PC. I am dedicated, and you heard it here for sure, I am dedicated to playing more games on the Xbox. I feel so unclean, but I'm going to play more games on the Xbox. I know Greg dropped me a text, which is very kind of him, said, you know, come on, let's go. I want to play some more games with you. So I'm there. I promise.
Should I play it on the PC?
Yes.
I've got a PC now that's all set up. It's got beefy enough, and should I do it?
Have you got it on Steam?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I would fire it up. Come and join in if you can. Muddle your way through a bit of keyboard control, mouse and keyboard, and just see what happens. I mean, can't hurt, can it?
Are you sure? Because I mean, they would hate it to hurt.
It won't hurt. It might hurt. It might drive you a bit crazy. Mark, you've played both as well, right?
Yeah.
And you're no keyboard mouse.
No, but
expert like I was. So,
no, but you get used to it. Greg's going to hate me now. When I play GTA 5 on the PC, I use a controller for driving, but then I use a mouse and keyboard for moving my dude around because the aiming with a mouse is far superior to the controller.
Yeah.
Sorry, Greg, but it is.
That's all right. He's not here, so he can't do his old flying the flag. Yeah, well.
No, I agree. I mean, I can understand because it's more accurate to point. I mean, I used to be a demon on Quake in the day and stuff like that there in Half-Life multiplayer and was well used to it, so I'm sure I could get back into it. And I would probably go back to my old keyboard settings from those days as well.
Yeah, look in the chat. See, now here's the important things here. Ted Duve. I don't know who, I'm a bit of a part-timer, so I'm not sure who Ted Duve is. But he's saying here, played 6 games on the Xbone and 2 top 10 finishes. Maybe it's because I'm playing single player but not feeling the PUBG vibe.
That's why you're not feeling the PUBG vibe.
You're nailing that on the head. I don't know if you've heard me talk about it before, but I am pushing, I've said in a nutshell, however many hundreds and hundreds of hours I'm pushing, the driving force for it. Yes, it's the type of game that I've always wanted to play. Yes, you know, and I enjoy it, but the driving force for me is playing with other people. I'm not going to jump on and play. What's driving me to come and play on the Xbone? It's not the fact that I have an Xbone. I got lots of other things I could play on my own, or, you know, could get through on my dirty 30. Remember that? Yeah. That got battleshipped out of the water, didn't it? Holy crap.
Yeah, so he has been listening for a while. He's just started joining us in the live chat, so he does know the score. So I'm going to put some gamer tags in the chat for him to send to us if he's on Xbox.
Tenta Duve, that's such a dodgy name. It's very, very clever. I like it. But what you should do, you should fire up and send us some friend requests. And when you see any of us on, just jump into the party.
His real name is Darren.
All right. Okay. Well, Darren, that's when PUBG comes alive. When there's 4 people jumping out of a pretend plane onto pretend island doing pretend things, we have real fun. So, you know, that's where it is. And every drop, I'll keep on saying this, every drop is a different adventure. Something weird or wonderful happens. I mean, the other night we ended up at the bottom of the island and we ended up taking a boat. It was like a ferry crossing around 3/4 of the island to get into the circle. And, you know, it was good. And, so definitely it's all about the party. It's all about the party.
The party, you know, the fact that I can play with Stan, the two of us can duo, which is just, I think, a great experience. I've actually regressed a little bit and I'm going through a stage now where actually duoing is my favorite more than squads, but you know, squads is still fun, of course.
Sorry, Darren, of course we met at MGLX. You were eating burritos with me, and you're the man. Yeah, very good. They came to the burrito bar. Yes, of course. Yeah, well, Darren, please jump in with us. Don't do single player.
So I'm very aware, though, that PUBG is getting a lot of chat. So are we going to talk?
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? It's the hottest thing that's out there at the moment. So
you're the hottest thing that's out there, Robert.
I've just realised I've left the video running and it's gone on as adverts now. Because I'm too busy typing gamer tags in.
Mark, what is this? Escape from Tarkov Beta?
Yeah. Mentioned this either last week or the week before. Just been playing a few more rounds tonight, this week. Monday and Tuesday night, I had a few goes. There's been an update. I couldn't really see what the update had done, but it's supposed to have a few sort of like improvements to it. I had three really bad rounds, and I was just about to give up. Because, as I've mentioned before in this, when you go in this game, you load your character up from your stash, and if you die in-game, your character will lose all its gear you've got on it at the moment. So if you go in with a good gun, a backpack, a vest and everything, armour, you will lose all that, which is quite gutting, really. And then you'd have to go to the traders and buy more. And if you run out of money, you're pretty stuffed, really. You've got to go around with a knife. But then I was lucky. My last round, I had a really good round. I managed to get quite a bit of loot, and I managed to escape, and it was such a good feeling. This game is like... This game is comparable to bipolar. One minute, I fucking hate this game. The next minute, I love this game. So it's really good.
Is this it playing in the stream here? Because I've never done this before.
Yeah.
I can see the stream now.
Yeah, so it's quite hardcore because there's no HUD. So you don't know your bullet count. If you do reload your magazine, you have to have another magazine on your vest or in your pocket, and he will literally swap magazines. So even if you've got 5 bullets left in this magazine, what you're taking out, it's gone in your pocket. So none of this reloading like in normal games, where it just adds an extra 3 bullets to your magazine.
This is a PC.
And it's still in beta. I don't know when the release date is for it, but
it looks lovely.
It's gorgeous looking. My PC is not the best, it's only mid-range, so I've got most of the settings on medium and high, not on ultra. But it runs really well, and it looks, like I say, it looks gorgeous. So, I would very much like to
play this game. I just don't think I can shoehorn it into my schedule right now.
Kev likes it. Kev's got it, and he enjoys it. I think Sean's tried it a few times, but he's not overly keen. But, yeah it's good. You can go in as a team as well, a team of up to 4. But you've got to be careful because you've no names above people, so you've got to know who your teammates are, because you can quite easily think, oh, who's that, an enemy, and shoot them and kill your teammates. And like I said before, one shot in this and you're pretty much dead. It's quite realistic.
Well, for me. Okay, well, the only other thing that I've done is a bit of Cuphead. Just tonight, actually, just to see, I installed it in a very short time on my PC. Because it's Play Anywhere from the Xbox, and I put in a controller into a PC for the first time, and it all works, and it all looked nice, and it was simple enough. So,
are you saying that maybe PC gaming isn't that difficult to set up?
I played one game.
Greg, that was it.
One game is a start.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It just feels like... This is where I podcast, and sometimes I come out here to do some work. When I game, I sit on my big comfy couch and my big massive screen.
I agree. There's some games totally suited. I could easily go down onto my PC. I mean, I have a great Steam library there. I will probably avoid playing a ton of games on there. I don't want to sit at a desk playing games.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh! I haven't even had a go on it yet, but Joshua and I has... The latest Oculus Rift, he bought it for himself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so a lot of the family was over tonight, and my sister-in-law, and we're on this here, on playing, walking around Times Square in New York, and jumping off, throwing themselves off the top of buildings and hitting the floor in a splash. But there's lots of giggling and laughing there. So, yeah, he's VRing away quite a lot now in his Oculus Rift. So... I'll probably have a bit of a go on that. I don't know. When I first played it, you sort of just had an ordinary controller in his hand, on your hand, right? But now he has these two little mini controllers you hold with your hand.
Right.
And then I never remembered having it. He has it's two little mic stands, little sensors that he sets up at each side of his desk when he's playing it. So it analyzes where you're standing and moving around. And these hand controllers for moving around. And they're like little mini controllers with thumbsticks and stuff on them as well. So it seems to have came on a bit. I don't know if it's something extra he got with it. But yeah, fair play to him. You know, he's bought it himself. So fair play to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Time for a good list. But this list is going to be some 28 predictions.
Hang on a second. Are we done? What have we been playing?
I think so. Don't Fraser get stuck like his games.
Come on.
Fraser, I thought, you know what? PUBG, I thought that was it. I mean, you don't friggin' fill in the notes.
You know what? Here, let me tell you a little story about the notes. The problem I have with the notes is, right?
You're Canadian.
Greg Olson, here he goes. Greg again. Greg this, Greg that, Greg this, Greg that. Greg sent me the invitation to edit the prediction notes, right? Which was great. But then I opened them up and I couldn't edit them, right? So I sent him a request to edit, but actually it's probably a little bit my fault, but I sent it to him to request on my Gmail account, could I have access to the files? So I've got access to the files now on my Gmail account, which I put up here in front of me. But now you want me to look at the podcast notes. Well, I don't have access on that account, so I've just given up now on what I've got access to and what I haven't. I don't know.
Why don't you not have the show notes?
I do, but I'd have to change accounts. I can't be bothered. It's a me problem.
It seems to be an issue with you. It is an attitude thing. Yeah. It's an attitude thing that needs to change. Adjust the attitude.
Yeah, so like, I haven't got much else. I just for very briefly, there was...
keep talking.
Here's a little story. You got that lined up. Okay, well, I was out for dinner last night. I went curling last night, and at the end of the – well, I wasn't out for dinner, but we went curling last night. And at the end of the game, you sit down, you have drinks with people. Anyway, I was talking to Michelle, who's a friend of mine who curls there. And I like to talk to her about video games. She's quite the nerd. And I was asking her how she was getting on with the Switch, and she was giving me the lowdown on that. But she said, what we're actually playing a lot right now is Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes. And I was like, oh, wow. No, like I definitely am interested in this because I've had the game and I've always wanted to play it, but I've never played it. I've been trying to get people organized to play it. I always forget to take it with me whenever I go somewhere. Well, forget to play it if we go stay with people or whatever. I just don't do it. Anyway, last week I was quite proactive and I actually downloaded two copies of the Bomb Defusal Manual, right? So do you know, if you don't know what this game is, basically one person sits at the screen and they get a suitcase comes up and it has all these different modules on it and you have to disarm these modules, disable these modules. They're all very different types. Some of them have symbols, some of them have wires, and they all conform to rules. Now, you don't know what those rules are. That is the object of the person who or people you are playing with. So they cannot see what you're looking at, which is the suitcase, and you cannot see the bomb disposal manual that they have. So you are relaying information on what you can see on screen to them. They are relaying, they are trying to decipher what you tell them back to yourself and say, for example, like I'm looking at four wires. Well, what color are the wires? Well, there's two reds, a green and a white. No yellow wires, no. Well, if there's no yellow wires, you can cut the third wire, snip, right? Okay, that module's done. That's one of the more simple ones. And it's just a great premise. So we finally decided to break it out. We played some games this morning with the kids, and it was good. It's great. What a laugh. I mean,
not frustrating. For God's sake, what is it? What
okay.
Is it?
Right. Yes. It was. I might have had not maybe the best patience for this morning, right? But I tried. I tried. I'm you. So we played a little bit of that, and poor old Stan, he muscled through me getting a little bit frustrated with him. And some of the stuff he was very good at, there's one that had Morse code. He just couldn't wrap his head around trying to tell us what the Morse code was. We probably played about four or five games, and we disabled the bomb a couple of times. It worked, and sometimes it doesn't work and it explodes, and it's an absolutely cracking premise. Not very expensive. I think if you can catch it on a Steam sale, it costs $5. You don't even need to download the bomb disposal manuals and print them out. You could all have them on your iPad. They're freely available on a web page. So you just need one person to get a copy of the game, one person with the screen, with the screen in front of them playing it, and it's brilliant.
Does the tension build while you're going along, sort of thing? Is there music?
First of all,
it's like 24, something like that.
Someone can, the person who has the screen can see the timer. So, there are many times Stan was shouting to us, "I've only got a minute left," and then the music will change as well. It starts to ramp up, and I found it very funny when the music changed when we were playing earlier because I have no idea how much time was left once the music had changed. So it was pretty stressful at points. It's a lovely idea. It's great. It's great. And it's just such a clever take on a game.
Apparently, she's really good in VR as well, Robin. You just got a Rift. There you go.
Yeah, you can play in VR, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. And do you have to play in a separate room, I suppose, then? Is that the idea?
Well, we played it here. We didn't really have, we played it with the screen that I'm looking at right now, and we just have a sofa next to us. So the two or three people with the bomb disposal manuals were just facing away from the screen, so they couldn't see it, you know. So ideally, we're going to do it on a laptop. But
okay, and you just talk to each other. There's no headphones or headset.
Nope, just talk to each other, yeah.
But there's no reason why you and I couldn't play it. Is that right?
Oh, you could play it over Discord. I've seen people do that for sure.
Okay, absolutely.
This is what I've tried to do, is to get some of the guys, you know, we have a good bunch of guys now who regularly get together on.
And sorry, Dad, to keep on asking about it, but how long does the game take?
We set the timer for these games to 6 minutes.
Okay.
Three modules, 6 minutes, but you can go up. But there's sort of a that we were just playing free play, so we just set it every time to two or three modules, 6 minutes, because with the kids, and plus we were learning. But there's a career mode, so it will ramp up, you know, in difficulty, and it gets very, very in depth on some of the things you have to solve. As far as I'm aware,
I'm kind of thinking that's a good nerdy game that we could play at EGX this year. So that might be fun in the burrito bar or wherever it may be.
Yeah, you're very right. Just needs someone to bring a laptop. So
very good. Anything else?
Yeah, just a quick heads up for anyone. I had Twitch Prime for this month. And if you are a Twitch Prime subscriber, there's a free game available to you called Headlander.
I've seen that. What is it?
I had always had my eye on this. I'd mainly been drawn to it because... for two reasons. One, because it's made by Double Fine.
Oh.
Who everyone knows is the same people who did Psychonauts and I forgot my other one.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, you know, it's going to have a little bit of panache. Is that the right word? You know, we can say it's going to have its own sort of style. It's going to be quite stylish, panache, funny, humorous. And this one is basically... has this sort of retro 80s vibe and style to it, set in outer space. And it's the premise behind it, as far as I can say, I've only played like very little of it to start with. But basically, your head is detachable. So the head comes off, and once you detach your head off the body of whatever it is you're running around on, you can just send it off to another part of the screen if there's another body there. There's another body without a head, you can land onto that body. And so that's the mechanic it uses to help you traverse. Say like there's a chasm. You can't get across the chasm. You've got to first shoot the robots on the other side, knock their heads off. Then you can detach your head and fly it across the screen.
So it is a platformer. It's not an adventure game.
Just like Trials.
The Cave or something like that there, yeah.
Just like, or Trials is to...
Like a racing game.
No. Don't you remember that old joke, Stu Fowler?
Puzzle platformer.
You would call Trials a puzzle platformer. Yeah, it's a lot of old bollocks.
It is!
No, it's not. It's a skill game. Everybody knows that. This is a puzzle platformer. I'm going to grab that.
So that's just because I'm a Prime member then, because I did resume it.
What I saw is that it prompted me to install the Twitch app on my PC, which I'd never done before. So I'm running that now, and then that has a My Games section. So
yeah. Cool. Okay, well, I'll grab that, and free's good price. And now I have things to explore on my PC. Ooh.
Yeah, BBD Games, who's in the chat? What's BBD Games? They're a moderator.
Oh my word. BBD, Big Bad Daddy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
It's Mr. Webster.
Richie. he said played Headlander on Steam. It's actually pretty good. It's a bit like Metroid. Areas locked off till you get certain things, so there's a lot of back and forth. So
he's a hacksaw. Yeah.
Definitely worth a look. I love the look of this.
Okay, good. Right, we're going to wrap this up now because we want to get through these predictions. Don't want to be here all night. Because meeting Grace later. Okay, so predictions. Predictions are weird things, and sometimes we get the odd little thing right, but usually we're well off the mark. But it's good fun anyway. But as Mark would say, he's predicting a riot. And I'm quite sure he probably has that song lined up.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, right, okay.
I tried to, but...
So what we want to do here is we all have our own predictions, and we'll go through them, and then we have some of the guys that aren't here, so we'll pick up a slack there as well. And maybe some of them will cross over. We'll rattle through and maybe have a chat about each one and see how we go. And if you're in the chat, if you agree or completely disagree with any of this stuff, please fire up in the message there. So, Mark, what do you think is going to happen in
20? Yeah, that 15-second delay, Robin. My wife is sniggering over there with the 15-second delay.
So I've gone for three on each, like Greg asked. So, like, two fairly sensible ones and one sort of, like, silly one. So... price drop for the Xbox One X to £399 this year.
Yeah, man.
That's modest.
Yeah, because it's currently £449. The Elite controller, the new one, the version 2, will start shipping as standard with the X.
That would make that deal very, very good then as well.
Yeah. I can't see it, but I'd like that to happen.
What is this, a wish list or a prediction?
Yeah. I could see the new Elite Control V2. It is coming soon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been announced as well. So, yeah. Mm. And the last one for Xbox is Peter Molyneux moves to Playground Games to oversee the new Fable game. Because Playground Games are doing the new Fable game, apparently.
Yeah. And funny you should say that IGN actually had done a quick... Well, I don't know if it was so much of an interview as they asked him to comment on Fable and what he thought the new Fable game would be, and he did. He came back with some sensible-sounding stuff. But then again, Peter Molyneux always comes out with sensible-sounding stuff before anything is produced. So, okay.
It's going to be weird to have a Fable game without him at the helm, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be a clever move to bring him in as PR or to put him on stage and talk about the tree that's going to constantly change through the life of the game.
Yeah. So for PlayStation, I've said PUBG will release 1 year after the Xbox version, so it will release in December, 12th of December or the nearest Tuesday to that, because PlayStation games normally release on Tuesday. God of War will break the first month sales records for a PlayStation exclusive. So it'll be any of a previous PlayStation game. It'll be the fastest selling in the month for an exclusive on the PS4.
Can't see it.
I
can't see PUBG releasing on the PlayStation this year either.
Really? Seriously?
And this is my far-fetched one. Version 2 of PSVR is announced, and it's wireless.
Ooh.
We got quite a bit of crossover, me and you, Mark.
Nintendo, the Switch will get a price drop to $249.99. Nintendo will release a Mario Winter Olympics game.
Did I pay more than £249 for my Switch?
Yeah, for £280, aren't I? For $279.99.
Oh, I thought I could pay at about $240 for mine.
Did you? Well, you got a good deal then. And then there'll be a new Switch, an enhanced Switch, like the PS4 Pro or an Xbox One X. So I've codenamed it the Switch Pro X, and that's going to be announced, and it will be capable of running 4K.
No way!
I said, "Wouldn't you sell it?"
I think
and you can cook bacon on it.
Yeah, I think there's more chance of one coming out, a miniature one about the size of a matchbox. I don't think so. We'll get to it. Okay, so yeah. PC stuff then?
PC, there will be a third new map announced for PUBG, because it'll be a runaway success as usual.
Snow map.
That'd be good. PC version of Red Dead Redemption 2 gets a release date of September 2018, because the console version comes out in spring. And the last one, the PC community rejects 4K and embraces ultra-wide HD displays. Boom.
Okay. So, nothing terribly controversial there. Nothing terribly sticking your neck out.
I thought the Peter Molyneux one and the wireless PSVR and the Switch X were a bit out there.
Yeah, well, the Switch Pro
may, is... May ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I think you can be pretty sure that there'll be a Mario Winter Olympics game. Or some
Yeah, I had to have one sort of like Kim Captain Obvious answer, didn't I? I need at least 1 point for the year.
Yeah, that's try and secure yourself some points. Yeah. It's fair enough.
Okay.
Wait till you eat Kim's.
Good, good. Well done, Mark. Nicole predicts nothing.
Nothing.
And what I predict this year, Nintendo, the 3DS platform will be roundly announced as dead by the end of this year. Maybe. It'll be they'll be starting to fade it out. So, you know, they'll be starting to wind that down. I think there's going to be, again, this isn't a massive big one, but a new Donkey Kong game for 2018. It's going to be new but old. It's going to play on sort of the classic style as we've seen in Mario Odyssey. So it'll be bringing old with new. And again, a bit like yourself, Mark, a Switch version 2 will replace the launch model, but it just will have some minor tweaks and improvements.
Yeah.
It'll just completely replace it. It'll just... It might be that much better, but there'll maybe just be a wee bit more refinement here and there. Maybe the little controllers at the side will be a bit stronger, that they slide in and out. But I think there will be a V2 version of it. For Sony, by the end of the year, we're going to get our first rumors of the PlayStation 5. Rumors, maybe, you know. Sony will announce you'll be able to change your name at last. Maybe. That's almost like...
It's another wish list, right?
It is. And all PS4s will be pros by Christmas 2018. They're going to drop the bog standard PS4.
Yeah, I could see that happening, actually. Because
the price point is pretty close. Yeah. I think it'll be the way. For Microsoft, my old buddy, Larry, I think he's got to the end of his tether with the podcast. You know, maybe there is a new podcast for youngins, but I just think now he's kind of missing the younger demographic.
I said this about 2 or 3 years ago. He's still hanging in there, the old twat.
Yeah, no. The podcasts aren't just as few. They're further apart now because I think his job is evolving. So I think there'll be a new generation of people that we won't get on with at all.
Well, AC Bongos lives over there now, doesn't he?
Yeah,
and he's got Jeff on his team as well, Jeff Rubenstein. So, I can see that happening.
Okay, quick slug of my wine. I think the Xbox One and X, there will be a no disc drive version, possibly towards the end of the year. Yeah, well, you know the way everything's going, and you've got your. Xbox, the gold, the club, the Netflix thing. Why do you need a disc drive anymore?
No, I agree. But I still think, from what I understand and what I think, is that you and I and the majority of us within this podcast community are still not in the majority of game purchasers in the fact that we are pretty much all digital. And I think you're putting too much status in how much a disk drive actually costs to put in there. I think it's a minimal cost to throw in there. Plus, I think they need to keep the retailers on their side.
To the point, but I think your argument is getting, and that was the same argument you used a year or two ago for stuff.
I'll just say this.
But I think it's...
Greg was big on that one.
UHD Blu-rays. UHD Blu-rays. I think there's still a market for them.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I think discs are, I think, going gone. I think within the next 10 years.
Yeah, personally, I don't use them anymore.
What's a disc? What's a CD? CDs are dead. You know, when do you buy a magazine with a disc in the front of it anymore? When do you buy a magazine?
So,
but your argument is valid, Fraser, but it was the same argument you used several years ago, and I think the argument, your points are correct, but I don't think they hold as much weight now as they did then. I think it is changing.
Yeah, Tenty Duvet in the chat has come up with a comment which I quite agree with. He doesn't think anything will go disc-free until they put at least 4 terabyte hard drives in the consoles. Because the 500 gigabyte at the moment, it's pitiful, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yep.
I have a terabyte, baby. Okay. For PCs and third-party stuff, the number of people complaining about Battle Royale modes will eventually match the number of copies sold of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh! I think he's here all night, folks.
I think there's going to be at least 20 versions of Battle Royale, with whether it be Call of Duty AAA stuff, whether it be Far Cry or The Division or whatever it may be. People are going to be shoehorning this in rapidly. Blizzard will be announcing a new version of Diablo. And Bethesda, they're going to drop it with a new Elder Scrolls game later on this year. And they will launch in early 2019, I think. We have been pretty lucky. This is a bad one, but I think a big video game publisher is going to suffer a really big publicized data breach this year. I think the hackers are going to get in. I'm sorry about that, but I think there is going to be a big, big scandal this year. Anthem is going to be delayed until 2019. And that just made the news, actually. So that's actually true. So that's out there. And the biggest one that I have, I think, is Valve is going to be sold. I think Valve, I don't know, Apple... Disney.
Do you mean separate to Steam? Or are we going to keep Steam, or is Steam going to be a separate entity?
No, the whole thing. Just the whole lot.
Wow.
Just he'll just sell out. Go Disney will buy the whole lot. And there you go. Disney Empire gets bigger. That's a bit left field, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, I like that. That's a ballsy prediction.
Yeah. Mark, would you like to talk through our great new host who done very, very well last week? It was great to hear him on. Phil Olsen's predictions for the first time.
Mr. Smooth, Xbox, he has put VR compatibility is finally released with Oculus. He also put price drop in both the 1S to £150 and the Xbox One X by £150. So he's been brave. I dropped it at 50. He's dropping at 150. And finally, in agreement with you, Robin, is put Xbox announced discless version.
Yeah, well, there's a very clever man. There's a very clever man in the chat, and he says that most PCs and laptops these days don't come with disc drives, and consoles just a matter of time. He's a very, very clever man. I respect that man.
Yeah, yeah, sure you do.
My name is Jeff.
Nintendo Labo will wither and die, or crumple and rot away. Price dropped to £199. Now, if the Switch dropped to that price, that'd be a bargain. I'd have to get one then. And Nintendo bring back the musical instrument peripheral that the Switch controller plugs into.
Oh, no. No, Phil.
Well, no. They are sort of, but it's cardboard. It's a cardboard piano.
Oh, yeah, Labo. You were talking about it last week.
Yeah, God.
Yeah. I like Labo. It looks interesting, but I don't want the kids to use it. destroy stuff. Yeah,
well, we mentioned last week, we were on about if your Glenn got hold of Labo, how long would that last, Robin?
Oh, flip me. Not very long. Yeah, I don't mind the cardboard getting wrecked.
Yeah.
The ones that you put screens in and they're, nightmare. Okay, for PlayStation, Phil had...
He's got new, even slimmer version of a PS4 announced, possibly a PS4 Pro to counter the X1X. PlayStation copy of a day one release to PlayStation Now, but with third-party exclusives. That's brave. They could do the releases, but I don't know about third-party. Following the success of Switch, PlayStation relaunch a cheap handheld device. So Vita,
I was going to put that.
The Vita may live again.
Yeah, I nearly put that. In fact, I don't know whether I did put that or not. I might have.
And finally, for his general stuff, his PC wankery stuff, more AAA games will have Battle Royale modes. That's a given. PUBG won't come to PlayStation in 2018. Ooh. And DayZ still won't have come to console. DayZ's still in friggin' early access after 4 years.
DayZ's hardly still come to PC.
Yeah, it's still in early access after 4 years, and PUBG did it in a year.
DayZ, forget about DayZ.
It's gone. It's missed its window.
And he finally predicts that Kim's predictions will be rubbish. Not a real prediction, but the best prediction ever.
Okay. Fraser, take us through Kim's sucky predictions.
You don't want to give me Kim's predictions to handle. Kim.
Go on. They're so good.
Kim. Microsoft, Red Dead Redemption 2 released. Kim.
Captain.
Yes. It's coming out in about a couple of months, isn't it?
Maybe.
Less than quarter to 2018. I know.
She might know something that we don't. That's what it is.
She could squeak that one. I don't know. Game for Microsoft. Game gifting will finally be open to gift to anyone anywhere.
Yeah, at the moment it's region locked, so we can't gift to you in Canada or America, North America, and vice versa. But yeah, she predicts it will soon.
And wish lists will finally come to Xbox.
That'd be good.
We'd like to see that.
Yeah, that'd be excellent. Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. They could really do with expanding the store. For PlayStation, hints at PlayStation 5 late in the year, although that seems ridiculously early. I don't know. Two, PUBG will come out. Like, everyone's got PUBG for PlayStation. PUBG will come out this year, says Kim, for the PlayStation. And number three, we'll finally see a Death Stranding gameplay trailer. Well, yeah, fair enough, Kim. All right, no, I'll call off my dogs a bit here. I like where you're going with all this. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Will we see a Death Stranding gameplay trailer?
We sort of did.
No, we didn't.
No,
that was CG. Come on.
Okay, yeah, but it's going to be that weird, wacky crap anyway.
Yeah, but gameplay, I don't know. For Nintendo, she says Labo will be a flop. A mini GameCube will launch because they've miniaturized all the others.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And Breath of the Wild sequel announced. Maybe. For extras, she has Diablo 4 will be announced.
Okay. Well, I'll take Rich. Well done, Kim. Thank you very much for those. Rich, our big bad daddy.
Yeah, let's just say Kim says she solid. Sucks at predictions. They actually turned out to be pretty solid.
I think she changed some today. I'm not sure. I don't 100% know because we're a bit more obvious than that, but...
Yeah, there was something about Greg's tank tops, and that wasn't there? Or... Yeah. Anyway, Rich for Sony. Oh, God bless him. He loves Sparrow, that cute little dragony thing. Sparrow HD will be announced, and they will have some kind of PUBG ripoff. Okay, fair enough. Microsoft, new Fable will be announced, teased this year, confirming rumors. Okay, no release date given. Peter Molyneux will not be there, but he will be interviewed by IGN during E3. There you go. New Xbox Live membership announced. Platinum includes Gold and Game Pass. I've heard that mentioned a few times. That sounds likely. Morrowind Xbox coming backwards compatibility, which will include improved res, textures, and performance. Oh, yeah, anything's possible. Nintendo... one of the new main series Pokemon games for Switch will be a remake of one of the originals. Okay. And Zelda TP and WW on the Switch. I've heard that too. There'll be more Zelda games. I would imagine, hopefully, you'd love to think Nintendo would get their heads around some virtual console stuff to get the old games on there. That people will keep on buying those if they had them.
I can't believe they won't be. This stuff is easy for them to just throw on.
PC, a third party, Bethesda announces a new Elder Scrolls game, 2019 release date, set in Dominion province such as Valenwood, after Skyrim events, Thalmor ruling.
Okay, that's Rich. He's flexing. Yeah, he's Skyrim muscles,
Nerd! And EA announces a new single player IP at E3. No details, rushed because of recent backlash. All right. Mark, talk about Greg DeLacy and his the armpits.
Hero and legend and glorious leader. Nintendo, why does it say 456? Can he not count? Greg, can you not count? So, Nintendo, at number 4. Labo will be a hit early on, but its hype, popularity will fad late in the year. Is that fade? Come on, you can't even spell
no,
as well.
No, no, no.
No, it's fad.
All right.
It's fad.
All right.
Fad. Fad.
It'll be a fad, yeah. Due to the fun factor not being really there once they are built. Number five, new Donkey Kong game for 2018. Third-party software sales will start to mimic Wii sales.
Mm.
For Sony, is it again? He's put 4, 5, and 6. What is up with this man? Sony rolls out their own early access program for 2018. A new siphon filter game is announced, and Sony drops the Pro price by $50 for the holidays. I could probably see that actually. It's been out a year now, isn't it? Microshaft is put a new mech game, aka Mech Assault reboot.
Greg,
you ask for this every year.
Every year.
Keep dreaming.
Wheel gets the grease, Greg. Yeah. Keep going, boy.
Wireless VR announced that will work with the Xbox One X.
But who will want it?
Halo 6 will get announced for 2018, but will push to 2019. And his PC third-party wankery. PUBG hits 10 million on Xbox by the year's end, and over 60 million in total with the PC. Okay, that's quite possible. VR will continue to be a device of experiences with very few big and full-fledged games released for it. And finally, he's put, there's going to be a new Tom Clancy Splinter Cell game announced. I hope that's true. Yeah. That's a good call.
Aren't I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, and Fraser, would you wrap us up with Fraser's predictions?
So for Nintendo, I think there may be minor design changes to the Switch, but no price breaks. I think Nintendo will just keep it where it is and make that let that cash cow go. Amiibos will be officially discontinued. Mm. And we'll get. I know Kim said a GameCube.
She said the GameCube, yeah.
She skipped one.
Yeah, it's a 64 come before the GameCube. I'm not into
that.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. So I think a Nintendo 64 Mini will be on the on the card.
She'll be kicking herself now, won't she?
Maybe.
Mind you, the NES and the Super NES little minis, they came out within the same year. So you both could be right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. For Sony, I think the standard PS4 will be discontinued, and we'll just have a Pro only choice with the PS5 possibly announced. But I didn't put that in. Version 2 of PlayStation VR will be announced. I didn't really think that through, but I think that something could happen with that. And like Greg, I have my wish list: Jak and Daxter, new Jak and Daxter game, please. I put that every year. For Microsoft, I think like Sony, the standard console will be discontinued. Goodbye, Xbox One S. The One X will get a price drop. I'm positive the One X will get a price drop.
Yeah, I think maybe the S will stay for another year. I think that's likely what you're talking about. I think that's what's going to happen with all these mid-season
they have
upgrades
to go at some point, right?
Yeah. Because the original, the OG Xbox One is gone.
Yeah.
So maybe this year. I don't know.
I could be a bit out to lunch on this. I put Microsoft finally announced their foray into VR, but I guess they sort of, in a roundabout way, already have a foray into VR. But anyway, it's nothing really official, nothing that we can actually go put our hands on. And Game Pass will not live up to the hype.
Okay. Well, there we go. There's some good and some very interesting predictions to all of our stuff, some interesting stuff. Doesn't sound like we're expecting too much as far as hardware or weird and wonderful things this year, apart from iterations. So you never know. This time next year, we may be very right, good seeing into the future. So
yep.
Thank you, everybody.
Greg's put into the chat, they actually have already discontinued Max for manufacturing the standard Xbox One, and the Xbox One S is now the base console. I could see that, yeah. I mean, I'm treating that standard Xbox One. I'm including the S in that. I think it's time for that to go.
Okay, well, they're selling them cheap enough. So, okay, well, so that's good. We'll find out as the year goes on. We'll keep those predictions and we'll revisit it next year. Okay, a wee bit of news now. Not much news, but a wee bit of news, Mark.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so now that I know Fraser doesn't have these notes, that makes it interesting.
I'm getting them up now.
Okay, so Facebook are prepping for a Twitch competitor for game streaming. So that big company they've announced today, that social media platform, is prepping for a streaming program for gaming broadcasts as a competitor to Twitch and YouTube Gaming. So they're looking to leverage their existing technology with what a lot of its competitors already do. Suppose a note, Facebook wants to integrate Oculus on one of its streaming platforms. So you have got VR there as well, seeing they own the flipping thing, so they want to try and make some money out of it. And they are looking into monetization and how that will all work. So, you know, there's, you've got Facebook, you've got Mixer, you've got Twitch, you've got YouTube, blah, 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 blah.
I don't mind that. Fine, Facebook wants to come in. The market's going to be competitive. I personally don't want to see Facebook succeed. I'd rather they die in a fire. I don't think Twitch...
Why?
Why?
Mark's just joined it. Come on, don't blow it.
Actually, yeah, I don't. I'm always like a little bit of, you know, the closet anarchist. I don't want the big. I would prefer to see the big companies fail. But then again, Twitch has got Amazon behind it. I don't think Twitch is all that great. I find the Switch, their iOS apps were janky as you like. I don't know. I don't think Twitch is cool. I think it's an amazing thing. I don't think, there's just a little bit of me thinks somebody could do a lot better. I don't know necessarily how.
I think Mixer's a better app.
Could be. Could be. So we need some more competition in the marketplace for that sort of stuff.
And it's funny, I mean, with thinking of how they handle it, because I know Mixer, we had that stream the other night, Mark, and it's maybe a second or 2 seconds behind. It is almost instantaneous. So that's that.
Just right quick on the streaming bit.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of adverts, sponsored adverts, pop up in the Facebook feed for a thing called caffeine streaming, which is supposed to be revolutionising streaming. I don't know how. But I've heard a lot of people say it's got it, so you have to use their app to stream where you can't use OBS with it, and it's quite limited. So there's a few people trying to break into the Twitch / YouTube / Mixer market, I think.
Good stuff. Okay, Xbox One now boasts 4 million PUBG players, and you've got bonus battle points on the way. So this week they announced that they've hit a big player count milestone with 4 million of yous out there doing your things. And as a way of thanks, Microsoft is giving players who download the game before January the 31st a battle point windfall. Your account will be credited with 30,000 battle points heavier after February the 1st. Your account will be 30,000 battle points heavier after February the 1st. So you can go and buy Mark's hairdresser's shirt or some brown shoes. Now, that's weird, because when you have got 30,000 battle points, so you buy your first crate at 700 and then it goes to 1,400. Do you just... What do you do?
Doubling, yeah, because the more expensive a crate, the rarer the loot. If you just buy...
I don't think that's true.
Isn't it? I'm going to say, if you just buy one little crate a week, you might end up with like 50 pairs of bloody brown shoes.
No. I don't think... I think that's no matter what, there is a standard percentage drop on items on the crates. It doesn't matter how much the crate costs you. What they do is they double it from 700 to 1,400 to 2,800. I've never gone past there, but I think that you can go up from there to a maximum of 5 crates per week.
Right.
That's it. But your percentage chance of getting a piece of loot does not change depending on how much you spend on that crate. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't know. 30,000.
I could be wrong, but I just want you to take that on board. It's probably just take that on board and say, Fraser's probably right, because when you open that 5,900 BP crate or whatever it's cost you and get brown shoes, don't be too disappointed.
Fraser is probably right. Let's accept that and move on. Okay, Xbox Game Pass is going to include exclusive titles on release date. Now, this is big news this week. So some of us already signed up, myself included, to the Game Pass. So what it is, it's £7.99 per month, and it's in like a Netflix service, and you get about 105, 106 games is in that library. Some quite new games, some Xbox 360 games, and even OG Xbox games in there as well. And you don't stream them, but you actually download them. Already, for me, they've started to rotate a couple of games in and out. But pretty much it's a really good service as far as I can see. And I was actually considering this year going, this year of living dangerously thing, I've got such a backlog, and with this Game Pass thing and with EA Access, why do I actually need to spend any money on physical games this year? And now what they're saying is that games like Sea of Thieves, which I had pre-ordered, which is coming in March, is going straight into this vault. So if you pre-ordered it on the Xbox console, you'll get a refund. And on day of release, if you're a subscriber to this, you'll be able to play it.
Well, do you get a refund, or do you have to request a refund? Because you can still buy a game if you're in Game Pass, because you can cancel your Game Pass after a month. But you get a discount, don't you?
Don't know.
I'd look into that, Robin, if I were you.
Because it was 50 quid. So I must look into that. But things like State of Decay 2 coming out this year, Crackdown 3.
Crackdown 3, yep.
Not coming out this year.
Well, maybe not.
It's still going to be in Game Pass.
Yeah, it is.
If it doesn't come out this year, it might as well not come out at all. But new Halo, Forza, Gears, all of this stuff is allegedly going to be, anything exclusive is coming straight into this. So we're talking about a new Fable game. If that's Fable game, it's going to go straight into here. So if you think that it's £7.99 a month or $10 a month, that's $120 a year. That's two games.
That's so if not you were, confirmed, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It says here where he alluded to upcoming and unannounced entries.
All Microsoft's. All Microsoft Studio games will be on day one on Game Pass.
Yeah.
All
right. So cool. You know, that's it's a nice service to have. And if you're a PlayStation guy who's never had an Xbox, get yourself an Xbox, get this, and buy EA Access. And you're set. You're set. Lovely. And I think this, the what Richard said about his prediction about a Platinum Pass, which includes Game Pass, I think that's a very likely thing. So, and you know, maybe you pay $150 and you get your Xbox Live and Game Pass at a nice little discount. I think that's going to be something. Yeah. Pay up front. You know? So, yeah, that's all I have for news this week, because we've been going on with our predictions. But I believe we do have a SpeakPipe, Mark.
We do, yeah. It's from Gary Lever, Amros89. Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Gary, Amros89 from The Games Man. I figured since Mark asked, and I feel bad for him because he had to get his own Facebook account, I would call in. I gotta hurry up, get this done, because Mama's coming for a visit today, and I cut the power to her room. So I gotta fix that. Anyway, my question to you is, what fun contraption thing project would you like to make out of cardboard? Because I know you love Nintendo. Bye.
So what Nintendo Labo contraption would you like to see and build? Anything, Robin? Any ideas what you'd like?
I fancy building a barbecue out of one. I think that would work really well.
Cooking mama on it.
Yeah, and I think it would last as long as most of the Labo things. So some charcoal, you know, a wee lighter, some petrol on it. It'll work well. Honestly, what could go wrong?
I'd make a, you know, like these soapbox cars. I'd make one out of cardboard and then have the switch on the steering wheel and actually drive the whole thing while you're doing Mario Kart. Thought that'd be quite cool.
Cool. A Fraser, it has to be snowshoes.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go for snowshoes because I have a little secret to tell you. I have no idea what this Labo thing is. I haven't seen anything about it.
Oh, you guys have
talked about it quite a few times, and I have no idea what it is. I've just missed it.
Okay, so what it is, Fraser, is Nintendo are going to print cardboard kits, and it has all the folds and all the cutout pieces where you fold to make a piano, and in the piece you make the proper keys out of cardboard and the piano, and then you put the screen of the Switch in a slot in your cardboard and you play a tune. So as you press the keys, it ties it into the machine. Okay. Or, and they've got a fishing rod where you've got a controller in there with string, and it's a virtual fishing, and you fish into the screen.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it looks like fun, but it looks like something that
lots screens of things look like fun.
Screens and controllers are going to get destroyed. really, you know, it's not for kids. So the vibrate motion in the two
parkour little, looks like fun, Robert. Robert?
parkour. So the vibration mode in that little hand controllers, they've made like little spider robots, and you slide the two controllers into it, and they vibrate, and you can control them, and they move around.
Right.
That looks like fun.
I could see that.
Cardboard.
Nintendo could be very inventive and whatever. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, thanks for that. That's nice, Gary. Thanks. I think about your house at times when you've switched off the power of your mother's room, and I kind of think your house is held together with sticky tape.
It's held together with Nintendo Labo.
I need a little bit of cable, just rip it out of that room.
Can I read out Martin's suggestions, because I think they're hilarious. Okay. His first suggestion is a wetsuit, and his second suggestion is a bucket.
There's a hole in his bucket. And Baron Van Glor says, well, a recycling bin where all the stuff is going to end up. And Martin, of course, has a cardboard box and a new cardboard credit card. Very good. Thank you very much, Gary. And thank you for your suggestions in the chat.
And thanks for the SpeakPipe.
The SpeakPipe, yes. And we now have the new audio section, the second week of this. And I'm looking forward to this, of Mark's new audio trivia.
Yeah.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
Now, I'm all prepared for this, Mark, because I had my ears syringed and all, and cotton buds in them. Right. And I'm all ready to go. Let's go.
Right, so
right there.
It's very basic. So you're both going to get two audio clips each from games you have both played in the last 12 months. The clip will be no more than 30 seconds long, after which you have to tell me what the game is, what the audio is from. If you get it right, you earn a point. If you get it wrong, then it's open to the first person who has their hand up. But as there's only two of you, then you don't have to do that. And then you can actually steal the point. So, I've elected for Fraser to go first. So here is Fraser's first sound clip.
It's one of two.
Yeah.
But if it's the last 12 months, it's probably Sniper Elite 4.
Yay! Well done. Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well done, Fraser. And
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, your second one is...
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say that this is the best idea for a quiz that has ever been had.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
It went down well last week, yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
You're padding for time, Ian. Come on, give me an answer.
that's Lovers in a Dangerous Space.
Yeah, then. Well done. Two for two. Well done, Fraser.
Very good. Very good, Fraser. Wow.
Robin, these are yours, and these are from the Xbox original 15 years ago. So here we go. No, these are 12 month old, right?
Okay.
There we go.
Ah, I forgot this was even here. It's a monument to some submarine that was sunk off the coast. Oh, do the radio guide thing they talked about on the boat, you know? It's what, like 102.3? I just want to see how it works.
Okay, sure.
I think they said it's 102.3.
Oh, we got it right at the last minute there. I just saw the clogs clicking away.
I recognize it. Yeah. I did play this a couple of weeks ago, I'm pretty sure, but I can't remember.
This is the fabulous Auction Free.
Yeah, well done, Robin. Yeah.
Well worth playing, everybody.
Yeah. And here is your second clip.
Why, hello there, dear sir. Let's see if we can find a job for you. You get to be... ooh, a plumber. That'll be all your shreds, dear sir.
All right, that sounds fair. Yes.
Ooh, he's looking puzzled.
Holy shit. You'll be a plumber? I don't remember.
I can't really give you a clue. It's not fair.
You'll be a plumber? Oh, God. Yes.
So yes, I need your answer.
He's dead.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
He's going to get it.
Manuel Samuel.
Yay! Oh, nearly. Yes. You nearly didn't get
goodness,
it.
We were playing it just the last weekend, yeah. The weekend before. I'm jumping through it. It's good fun.
Yeah.
Manuel Samuel.
What was it called?
Manuel Samuel. Would you have got that, Fraser? No.
I've not played it, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's good fun. You're dead. And yeah. the devil makes a contract with you. So there's a button for everything. So you have to press a button to breathe in and breathe out. You have to press the button to blink. If you don't blink, everything goes red. You have to have a button for your left leg and your right leg. And it's good. It's good fun. Good fun.
It was on sale recently in the sale. £1 somewhere. So I bought quite a few copies. I got one for my nephews, one for Robin, one for me and Greg. And yeah, it's cool.
Hey, that's a great quiz. I like that quiz.
Yeah, so
that's
well good. Done, guys. 2-2. Well done. So excellent. Our leaderboard is Phil is winning on 3. Woo-hoo. Greg, Robin and Fraser joint second on 2. And Kim in first. Did you hear last week? She got Gems of War wrong. She couldn't guess Gems of War. No, she's never going to live that down. Poor lass.
Okay, so we have the new releases now coming in for Xbox. And there's a bit of sort of crossover. The new PlayStation 4 stuff as well is coming there. No, that's new releases. Sorry, I'm doing a bongo.
Yeah, you're thinking of freebies.
These are the freebies. Yeah. So these are the new releases. Sorry, for the 20th of January to the 3rd of February. So, Dissidia, Final Fantasy for the PS4. It's published by People, Team Ninja, and it's an action role playing game. It's coming out for PS4. Battalion 1944. It's a PC early access game on the 1st of February by Bulkhead Interactive, and it's a first-person shooter. So get into your early access there. Final Fantasy VII, The Zodiac Age for PC is on the 1st of February.
You fail Roman numerals.
Oh, it's not 5. It's V. It's 12. Fail boat. Damn Normans. Yeah, it's Final Fantasy series. It's a sequel to Final Fantasy XII, Revenant Wings. And it's Final Fantasy. If you like it, you'll know it. It's an RPG and you'll love it. Night in the Woods for the Switch. I hear this is a good little game.
Nothing to do with Kim, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty. It's published by Finji and it's an adventure game. I believe you play animals in a wood. SteamWorld Dig. I love this game. Yeah, it's also coming to Switch. It's published by Form and Image, and it's a little action-adventure game, sort of platformy type thing. And UFC 3 for PS4 and Xbox One by THQ guys, if they're still in space, it is a sports game. Those are the things that are coming out next week.
They are things.
Yes, I mean, if you haven't played SteamWorld today and you have a Switch, play it.
You love that game, don't you?
I do. I think it's really clever. It's fun.
I've got it on game... 3DS, should I play it on 3DS? Yes.
Well, why not, if it looks all right and it plays the same.
I wonder whether I have it on Steam.
Yeah, you're bound to have it on Steam. It's bound to be in a Humble Bundle somewhere. Mark, you probably know about these PlayStation rumors for the freebies a little bit. So
I don't really want to divulge any rumors because the rumors, 9 out of 10 times, these rumors are always wrong for PlayStation Plus games. So I'm not going to bother with them. Until we get the official news, I'm not going to release them. But we have got the official Games of Gold for the Xbox for February 2018. So for Xbox One, 1st to 28th of February, you will get Shadow Warrior. And then for the 16th to February to the 15th of March, Assassin's Creed India. Yeah, we got China recently, now we've got India. Xbox 360, which is also backwards compatible. Split Second is available from the 1st to the 15th of Feb. Great game, I enjoyed that. Transforming landscapes and everything, explosions galore. And then, this is an old favourite, I think, of many people, Crazy Taxi is going to be available from the 16th to 28th of February.
Hmm.
And that is your Xbox Games with Gold.
Assassin's Creed India, that's the middle one, isn't it? Was China?
Yeah, Russia was the last one, wasn't it?
India. I'll play that, I enjoyed China.
Yeah,
China was good. I have all three. I haven't played them all. You know, I mean, Mark, I didn't like you at first, but now I'm India. So, yeah.
Mm. Fraser just like vagina.
Vagina.
China.
China.
Playdates.
Playdates. We've got a playdate tomorrow.
Yeah, I have. What are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah, but there's a reason behind this. Rainbow Six Siege. If there's Season 3 coming soon. So if you play this game between this week and the next weekend, you get a free operator or something. So that's what Greg was saying anyway. So Greg sort of like asked me to set up a looking for group on the club, and we're looking for people to play with us tomorrow, Sunday at 8 o'clock UK time, which is 12 noon parsnip time PST, and 3 p.m. East Coast time. If you look for me, Mark Alex, or Greg Murphy's Law, just jump in the party chat and we're going to have some Rainbow Six Siege fun on the Xbox One.
Mm, that's always a good laugh. That's good. Okay, victory achieved. Finish your game. To the credits. Take a selfie of yourself as rude as possible. And with the credits rolling in the background. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. And we'll put you in the draw for money. Every 3 months we draw. The next draw will be on the 31st of March, and you can win $20 or £15 for the gaming platform of your choice. And over the last week, we had people finishing games. Kyle Adamski, 86, he finished Yoshi's Woolly World. Fraser will approve. Colonel Cars, he finished Oxenfree. I approve. Amra89 finished a real game this week. Wolfenstein, the New Colossus. Sorry, there's something very, very strange about that. Him finishing normal games. Nicole, OC Amaryllis, she finished Horizon Zero Dawn.
Game of the
and
year.
Mark will approve of that.
Yeah, game of the year.
Denner TQ finished Zelda Breath of the Wild. Highly overrated. Amras89, he finished Stories Untold. Batch no. Gaming TV, he finished Portal 2. Game of the year, whatever year that was. And Denok TQ also finished What Remains of Edith Finch. Colin All Cars finished Far Cry Primal, and he thinks that's very, very good value at £10.
Yeah,
thinks it's a big game.
Yeah, it's a big game for that, yeah.
And Gunslinger X1983 finished Dying Light. And Denok on a roll, he finished Uncharted The Lost Legs. I see. Okay, that's the people that finished games. Thank you very, very much for doing that. You all deserve this, you horrible people.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
That's like torture. Do you know the bit in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where they strap Arthur Dent to the seats on the Vogon constructor fleet and
this
the Vogon,
Vogon poetry?
That's almost up there. Some of our listeners gnawed their own leg off, you know, to try and survive. and I believe Amras's small intestine jumped up and strangled his brain in a desperate attempt to save him. So, yes.
I was doing all right there. I was off in my own little world looking up something on the Steam library here because I saw something about Far Cry Primal. And you dragged me back into reality talking about it some more. And now I thought about it. And now I want my intestines to jump out and strangle myself.
Okay, look, thanks everybody very much for listening. Please, there's been lots of shatters in there. Mark, you're going to look them up and shout them out in a minute or two.
Am I? Oh, sure.
Okay. If you want to be part of the conversation, join us weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast or on mixer.com/OC podcast. You can interact with us there or even on YouTube at 11 o'clock. It goes out live in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East, and 4 p.m. in Alert, Canada. Of course, you can leave us a review on iTunes. We would love to have your reviews there as well. And join clubs. We have clubs. Look out, OC Podcast. But, of course, what you want to hear is how you want to contact us by email or by Twitter. So it's at podcast@ocpodcast.com. And our Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. But, of course, we have audio still, Mark?
Yeah.
Or is that dead?
No, it's still going.
We have lovely audio.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us. podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, you're still missing a trick by not putting a big boing right at the end of the end.
I forgot, yeah.
Well, hopefully next week Nicole can put the boing on the end of it live, because I believe that Nicole should be back on the podcast next weekend.
Yeah, rumor has it. Yeah.
If those Nicole fans, there you go. There it is. And that's hopefully not shooting myself or Nicole in the foot with that one. Fraser, would you like to shout out any nice people?
Oh, sure. I'll shout out my long-suffering wife and my children for putting up with me being away and back and getting ready to readjust after I've been away for a little while. I'll shout out you guys because it's obviously nice to see you again, and for the other team members who I've not been able to catch up with this week, hopefully soon. Welcome aboard, Phil. I look forward to catching up with you at some point. And just give a little special shout out to my boy Stan, who's representing myself, my absent self, on the Xbox particularly well.
He's doing
at the
a grand job. He's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, so he's it's great to see, and thank you guys as well for taking the time to sort of hang out with him. And always talking about it.
I'd never dream of kicking him out of pie. Robin would, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. He didn't. You know, we know it's not you, Mark. It's gone cool. So it's either one of those two bad guys, Robin or Greg. So it's all good. So hopefully we'll be on with him tomorrow. I could be up for some of that Rainbow Six action.
Yeah, should be good. If we don't have many, we'll just do Terry. If we have a lot, we can do versus. You can have 4v4, so that should be good. Shatters, we've had Hardly Dan, Tented Duvet, Baron Von Glower, John Mouse, Murphy's Law, whoever that idiot is, Fraser Moo, me, Martin, scrolling, this is Kim's job, Rich has been in there, Big Bad Daddy, Staff for Help, which is Jess and Gollaher, scrolling, Pad for Time.
You went through tent, Darren, yeah?
I think that's about it. Those were posted. I don't know if you had any lurkers. We might have had a few lurkers. Yeah, Kozigan's lurking in there. That's about it. And Amros 89 has been in as well for a bit.
Baron Valor, yeah. Martin. Brilliant. Good.
Yeah, I'd just like to shout out you guys because I love podcasting every week with you guys. It's the highlight of my week. Yes, I live a boring, dull life.
Yeah, God, right? Jesus.
And to all our listeners, really. I've not else really to say. So, yeah, I'll let you take us out, Robin, with yours.
Yeah, great. Stulek and Brian Tomlinson, lovely message from Brian today. Stulek, he as well. Thank you. Yes, you're absolutely right about those solid state drives. To Stan, I'm really sorry that I felt guilty about it afterwards. And I must feel guilty about it now because we kicked you out of the game to make a space for Greg because he was only there for a short time. And thank you for not giving off too much about that. And
oh, he's be fine. Don't you sweat over fine. It. He's so happy-go-lucky, that kid. He just trots off and goes off. No worries.
Do something else.
It's the mum that's listening you have to worry about now.
Oh, you hurt my son. I used to like that fella Robin, but not so much anymore. Anyway, I take the dates off. Thanks, everybody, much for listening. Guys,
don't be
thanks
so for- sure.
thanks for coming on with me tonight. We will see you all next week for a show that will top all shows. It'll be the most fantastic show ever, better than anything we've ever done on a Saturday in early February. So enjoy your week, be nice to each other, and may your game be with you. Thanks for listening, guys. All the best. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.